Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation, text 71. Shravananusuyascha Shunuyarapi yo nara Sopi mukta subhalokan Prapnuyat punyakaramanam Shravan, faithful. Anusuya, not envious. Cha, and. Shunuyat, does hear. Api, certainly. Ya, who. Naraha, a man. Saha, he. Api, also. Mukta, being liberated. Shuban, the auspicious. Lokan, planets. Prapnuyat, he attains. Punyakarmanam, of the pious. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions, attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. In the 67th verse of this chapter, the Lord explicitly forbade the Gita's being spoken to those who are envious of the Lord. In other words, Bhagavad Gita is for devotees only. But it so happens that sometimes the devotee of the Lord will hold open class, and that class not all the students are expected to be devotees. Why do such persons hold open class? It is explained here that although not everyone is a devotee, still there are many men who are not envious of Krishna. They have faith in him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If such persons hear from a bona fide devotee about the Lord, the result is that they become at once free from all sinful reactions. And after that, attain to the planetary systems where all righteous persons are situated. Therefore, simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita, even a person who does not try to be a pure devotee attains the results of righteous activities. As a pure devotee of the Lord gives everyone a chance to become free from all sinful reactions, become a devotee of the Lord. Generally, those who are free from sinful reactions, those who are righteous, very easily take to Krishna consciousness. The word punya karmanam is very significant here. This refers to the performance of great sacrifices, like the Ashwamedha Yajna mentioned in the Vedic literature. Those who are righteous in performing devotional service, but who are not pure, can obtain the planetary systems of the pole star, or Dhruvaloka, where Dhruva Maharaj is presiding. He is a great devotee of the Lord, and he has a special planet, which is called the pole star. Shravananasayascha shunyarapiyo nara sopi bhunkta subhaolokan prapniyat punyakaramanam. One who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions, attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. In the beginning of the ninth chapter, Krishna had said, idam tute guyatmam pravaksham anushuyave jnana vijnanam Sahitam Yajgyatva Moksha Se Shubhat. That one who idam tute guyatamam, now I'll explain to you this most confidential knowledge, Krishna says. Beginning of the chapter called the most confidential knowledge. Because you're not envious of me, Arjuna, I'll explain to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. And then in the fourth chapter, Krishna said, agyas chastradanas cha samshayatma vinashati nanyam lokasti na paro nasukam samshayatma raha. But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures go to ruin and perish. The doubting soul, there's happiness neither in this world nor in the next. So these two words, Shravan, faithful person. So who's faithful? Most people are faithless because they have no idea about who actually Krishna is. And those who have some idea about Krishna, generally speaking, they don't really believe in it. They may read Bhagavad Gita, but they don't really have any faith in the instructions in Bhagavad Gita. And those who have faith in the instructions in Bhagavad Gita, often they're simply interested in gaining some kind of piety. What does Prabhupada say here? Of the many standard authorized authoritative revealed scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita is the best. Persons who, like animals, have no faith in or knowledge of the standard revealed scriptures, and some, even though they have knowledge of or can cite passages from the revealed scriptures, actually have no faith in these words. Like in India, they have contests memorizing Bhagavad Gita. They have quizzes on it, but people, it's just like a sport. They don't really take it seriously. And even though others may have faith in scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, they do not believe in or worship the personality of Godhead Krishna. Such persons cannot have any standing in Krishna consciousness. They fall down. In other words, unless one takes Bhagavad Gita seriously, one will not have any faith in it. And unless one knows about Krishna, then one is naturally in this world, everyone is more or less envious of Krishna. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the heavenly planets are quite vacant. There's a lot of room. A lot of demigod palaces are vacant right now. So if you go there, you can get a real cheap, you can get a good deal on one of the demigod palaces. Because in Kali Yuga, practically everyone is, Yamaraj is overcrowded. Hell is always under construction. There's so many people going there, they have to double up on the rooms. And the Yamadutas are overworked. They're practically at the point of exhaustion in Kali Yuga. So most people are envious of Krishna, and because they're envious of Krishna, therefore yakshastra vidim utsrija vartite kamakarata nisasudim avapnoti nasukamna paramgiti. Those who doubt the revealed scriptures go to ruin and perish. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. In other words, if one doesn't believe in the scripture, then he won't even follow controlling his mind or his senses. And if one doesn't control his mind and senses, then will naturally be engaged in sinful activities. But ultimately, if one is envious of Krishna, one is trying to imitate Krishna, one is trying to take Krishna's place, undoubtedly in the course of time, one will get tired of just following rules and regulations and not really getting very much benefit, and just fall back into sense gratification again. And as Prabhupada says, they fall down. Ultimately, if we don't accept Krishna, in the course of time, we'll get captured by the illusory energy. Because even the impersonalists, Ararudra Krishna Parampara Pada Padantina Nadrita Yushmarangra, even they fall back into the material world again. So hearing about Krishna is such an important process. Unfortunately, most people have very little interest. And not only that, it's not 100% their fault, it's because they're just so overwhelmed by so much misinformation. There's so much information, especially it appears that people are educated, but actually they're educated in things that have nothing to do with the real self. And therefore, and even the education they have is usually not very clear. If you want to find out about health, you can spend the whole life finding out one thing about hell, and all the experts disagree with each other. And even they do so many scientific investigations, and they disagree with each other. So it appears that there's knowledge, but there's actually just confusion in Kali Yuga. And what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how the fact that people don't even believe in him, what to speak of trying to obtain him. And it says here, even some people believe in him, but they're not very much that interested in obtaining him, because they don't really have that much faith. Still, if they hear about Krishna, they get the consolation prize. If they have a little faith, and they're not too envious of Krishna, then they can go to the heavenly planets. But then from the heavenly planets, Trivijavam, Samapa, Putapapa, Yajna, Swagatim, Purtayante, Te Punya Saju Sarandalokam, Ajnanti Divyam Devi Deva Bhogan. Those who study the Vedas, seeking the heavenly planets, take birth in the planet of Indra where they enjoy godly delights. Evam Bhukta Swargaloka Vishanti, Punya. But after some time spending there, they fall back again into the earth planet, these earthly planets. That's through the Vedic sacrifices. All they're achieving is birth and death. Taking birth on the heavenly planets, and then having to come back and taking birth here. So it's not a great prize to go to the heavenly planets. Although it's encouraging for those who are engaged in fruitive activities, that if you just chant Hare Krishna, you can go to the heavenly planets. So it's a much easier way of going than having to perform great sacrifices. But still, ultimately, one may not be, if one doesn't really accept the goal to become Krishna conscious, then one has to return back repeatedly, go through the cycle, so many cycles of birth and death in so many different species of life. The conclusion should be that there's really not so much of a choice. Unless we hear about Krishna and perform devotional service and try to satisfy him, then our existence won't be very auspicious. Although it appears that there's many opportunities and choices, but none of them really, except for Krishna consciousness, lead to a very auspicious place ultimately. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? And you know any of, because Bhagavad Gita is full of these verses warning us. Avajananti mamudha manushim tanum ashitya param bhavam janantam mabhuta maheshram. The fools, they deride at my descending in this human-like form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. So it's not so easy to understand Krishna. If you go to India, and you just try to preach there to some Indians, they'll say, oh, Krishna, we know all about Krishna. We know more than you do. We know about Krishna from our childhood. But they think Krishna was just an ordinary person. Even you go to a temple like Radharaman one time, the Pujari, I think he put on sunglasses and on the deity. He put on, I forget what else he did, roller skates or something. On the deity. So they think the deity is just like some kind of toy. It's a doll you play around with. They think Krishna was a thief, etc., etc. They don't really have, they think he was a womanizer, especially. They don't really think Krishna is in every atom and in between the atoms. And he lives in Goloka Vrindavan. That they don't take very seriously. They think he was a very powerful person, but after all, he died. He got shot by a hunter and died. So he's just like we are. Therefore, Krishna says, Vita raga vaya krodha, manmaya mamupashitya, bahava gana tapasam, putamadbhavam agata. Being freed from attachment, from fear, and from anger, being fully absorbed in me and refuge with me, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, thus they all attain transcendental love from me. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport that generally there's three types of conceptions that bewilder all conditioned souls. One is the conception that everything is made out of matter. There's nothing really beyond matter. Materialism. And then there's impersonalism. That beyond matter there's spiritual life, eternal life, but it's impersonal. Fear of a personal spiritual identity. And then the voidist. Thought that actually at the end of life everything disappears. We just disappear, emerge into the void, and disappear forever. So these are very discouraging types of consciousness. Voidism, impersonalism, and materialism. And that's the consciousness that everyone is infected by in Kali Yuga. Because without knowing Krishna, everything is kind of, the illusory energy, daivyesha gunamaya maya 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 daivyesha gunamaya mama maya dharatiya mame valye pravidente mayame tam tarantite. Krishna has empowered the material energy to be as powerful as he is in the material world. And Krishna is all-powerful. So the illusory energy is not some small little energy that we can just brush aside. As Prabhupada once told the devotees, one of the problems of the devotees in the movement is that they're not sufficiently afraid of Maya. We underestimate Maya and we overestimate our own position. Therefore, yogas chalati manasa, as soon as one tries to make advancement in devotional service, Maya will try and trick one by so many different types of allurement. Usually it's the same allurement, it's sex and money, power, position. But and she presents it, she repackages it for Christmas every year so that it looks a little bit more entertaining than it really is. She's good at, she's the one who empowers all these different, Madison Avenue and others to distract us from the goal of life. And therefore, people, they don't get out of the material conception of life. That's simply being propagated constantly. Even the power of illusion is such, I guess they call it gaslighting. If you just keep on saying the same lies over and over again. Like I was reading in America, they have the worst economy practically ever. Inflation is like is uncontrolled. People's real, the money they're getting, what they can spend with it is getting less every year. There's so much unemployment or only partial employment, so much drugs and crime. And yet the present administration in America is claiming this is the best economy that's ever existed. Everything is fine, everyone's happy, everyone's employed. And everyone knows it's a lie, but they keep on repeating it again and again and again. And after a while, people just get worn out. And they become so bewildered, they start believing the lie. So there's so much propaganda, so much misinformation from the beginning of life. So for people to become Krishna conscious, it requires a lot of mercy coming from the devotees, a lot of encouragement. Or as Prabhupada once said to one of his disciples, he said, Krishna didn't send me any first-class men. So it's not so easy to suddenly understand who Krishna is, become non-envious of him, have faith in him, have faith in the process of devotional service. It takes a long time by endeavor, by sincerity, by study, by endeavor, by mercy, whatever. Gradually we may come to the platform of actually appreciating Krishna, having faith that he exists, and becoming non-envious of him and everyone else. It's quite an accomplishment in Kali Yuga, especially. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Krishna Maharaj, you said about Maya that she can get us with powerful position and with money. what if we think, for example, with money, we could do some useful for Krishna? How we make a difference? How we know that that money is Maya? You don't know.
I'm just saying, Maya is such as that she can delude us by so many different allurements. But women and money are usually, when devotees come to the Hare Krishna movement, they're suffering, and then one of the reasons is that Prabhupada said they're interested in a little economic development. So then Krishna gives them some intelligence, they learn how to make money easily, they thank Krishna and come back once every other Janmasthami, offer him a little donation in hopes it turns into a bigger one. Big return on their investment. So, women and money, generally, economic development, power, which is another one, and sense gratification, these are the biggest two allurements.
Yes, but we can only justify that this is money, is for, we can use it for Krishna consciousness or powerful position.
They always do that. They always say, yeah, I'm going to go out, I'm going to start a business, and after when I make all this money, I'm going to give it, you know, half of it to Krishna. We're still waiting. It's like the man who said, yes, my dear deity, please, I'm going to bet on this horse, and if it wins, I'm going to give you half the money, so please bless the horse. So the horse, he bet on the horse, and the horse came in second. So he got half the amount. So he went back to the deity and said, my dear deity, thank you very much. The horse came in second, so I got my share. And I guess you already took yours also. Or this person who went to the deity and prayed, my dear deity, if you give me a benediction, I'll give you such and such boon, I'll give you such and such donation. So he came back the next week and said, my dear deity, can you please give me another boon? So the deity said, well, where's my donation? He said, well, you know, it's so difficult to make a living nowadays, you know. So the deity said, all right, at least next week I'll give you a benediction. But at least next week, you know, give me a goat. So he went back, came back the next week, asked for another benediction. So the deity said, where's my goat? So he said, well, you know, goats are very expensive nowadays. The price went up. Who can afford a goat? So the good deity said, all right. He said, but can you give me another benediction? He said, all right. The deity said, but at least give me a fly. So the man said, well, flies, they're everywhere here. Why don't you just catch one of them for yourself? Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.